Okay, so Anun Beis Amar Aleph. So you have Rabbi Huda. We're learning Rabbi Huda as a kula in the Mishnah, and we're asking a question on him. I don't understand. The Mishnah says that even though you don't have machloikis, you still have the problem that you have to be noig like the minig hamakoyim of your originating town. And this person, his town, they had to get rid of, they had to do beer on their peir shviyas. And this person's coming to this town and not being noig that way. What's going on? So Rav Shisha Bar Davidi answered, Om Rav Shisha Bar Davidi, Milsa Achrisi Ko'amar. There's another thing going on in this Mishnah. And Rashi doesn't have the girsa of the words Rav Yehuda over here. We'll see Rashi's girsa in a second. V'hochi Ko'amar, Oy mi makam shalai kolu, la makam shalai kolu. The Tanakhama is talking about a case, another case in the Mishnah, where Lamaisa today, both towns are Mekoimais She Loikolu. I'm sorry. When he left the town, it was Makam Shalikolu, and when he got to this town, it's Makam Shalikolu. But in the interim, his town, the Chayist, there wasn't the Paris in the field for the Chayist, and they have to do beer. So the question is, does he have to fear that way? So the Tanakhama said, Chayiv Levoyer, he does have to. Let's see Rashi, an explanation before we get to Rabbi Yehuda. Hochi Garcino, Milsa Achrisi Ko'amar. There's another thing being said in this Mishnah. Oy Makam Shalikolu, Makam Shalikolu. An added case of where he left his town, there was no beer. And when he got to this town, there was no beer. And in the meantime, he heard that his town started doing beer, and he wants to know, should he have to do beer? So the Tanakhama told him, Halacha is that Chayiv Levoyer. Rabbi Huda Oimer, we didn't see these words in the Gemara yet, but Rabbi Huda says, Tseiv Avedecha Av'ato, Meicho De'isnehu, that he's able to say to someone, that go and get Paris from where I got them from. Go and he tells the people of the town that he got to. Go look at the town that I came from. There's right behind Kolo. When I left, there was. I didn't have to do beer. Milsa Chrisi Komarashi says Tanakama. Tanakama was adding words. The Tanakama said that if he heard in the interim that in his town he had to do beer, so he asked the Taka to do beer now wherever he is. Rashi says a very good question. Rashi's asking a question. Why? For what reason should this guy have to do beer? A Maisa, when he left his town, these payers, did they have a din beer on them? No. I left town, no beer. I got to this town, no beer. What are you going to tell me? Because my town's doing it now? Why? Maisa, when I took these payers with me, there was no beer. So why all of a sudden now? Because Rashi answers, Shebesho Shiyotza Dain Lehoyu Noigan Bechumro. Rashi doesn't answer. Rashi says, that's aloha. That the Maisa, why do I have to do it? Question. But the fact is that I still have to do it because my town is now doing it. Even though when I left, they weren't doing the beer, there's still a chumra on this guy that he has to do it. And Rabbi Huda, that's why Rabbi Huda comes and argues. Rabbi Huda Oimer, let's see tomorrow. Rabbi Huda Oimer. Save Avelecha Afato, that he says to the people of this town, you go and bring yourself your peiris, Meicho de Isnu, from where I got them from. And the Maiso, where I got them from, they didn't have a din beer on them. That's exactly what Rabbi Huda is arguing with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said of Chumra that even though when I left there was no beer, but the fact is that now that my town is doing beer, I also have to feel like them. Just like a 2-day Yom Tov, you know. The Maiso, we go to Eretz Yisrael, we have to feel like a 2-day Yom Tov. Even though it's very questionable, why should we have to? That's what he's saying, that Rabbi Zubin was saying, Chacham Tzvi asks, that the Maiso, the people in Chutz La'aretz were never accepted upon themselves that when they go to Eretz Yisrael they should have to keep 2 days. It's only where they were that they had to get. But that's what the Tanakhama is saying over here. Chayiv Levoyer. The Yehuda Omer say the Rashi says Yochel Zeh Loimel Levnei Mekoimoy. Rashi says that he could say back to the people not of this town, of his originating town, that he's not fearing like them. Why not? Shiyotz Misham from the people that he left. Ain't Mishana Menhachem. I'm not being Mishana. I'm not being doing differently. Because where am I now? I'm in a place. I have something better than you guys. You guys are doing beer. I call him up on the phone, and they say, oh, no, you do beer today. We did beer. He says, I don't have to do beer. You know where I am? I'm in Hawaii. In Hawaii, they're not doing beer. Come here. You want to, you also don't want to do beer? Come with me. That's not a machlokes. He has what to answer there. Okay. Now, what's the problem with this? The problem with this is an external problem. Really, this would stick. But the external problem is like this: that there was a kapolo. Affecting Moro. The memro of Rabbi Yehuda, the kula kamar. Both so far, both in the initial understanding and Rav Shisha Bar Devidi's understanding, we have Rabbi Yehuda saying save avei lechaf ato in order to excuse himself and making a kula. Rabbi Lozer said, "Let's see Rashi. Lechumra, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Hachi have a gomer later. Rabbi Lozer, my Rabbi. The Rabbi Yehuda, Amar lechumra. Rabbi Yehuda had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that Rabbi Yehuda was lechumra. So now we have to work out the words. Save away the chav ato as being a chumra. How do we do that? Ella April. First answer is let's just switch around the order and say Einoi chayv levoy that Tanakama was being makel. Why was the Tanakama makel? Because Tanakama said that he left town." And he could say, right? He's time without saying the word save avei lechavato. It's the concept of save avei lechavato. Whatever Yehuda said earlier, for save avei lechavato, that he could say back to the people of his town that I'm not being mishana minig. That's why ein chayim levoyer means.
He's not being mishana minig
because he's not in their town now. He's in Hawaii. In Hawaii, they're not.
But he didn't. But he still has intentions to go back. He doesn't consider himself a citizen of Hawaii.
True. But the ma'isa of these Paris, when he left. Is there a real Isra on them?
Is the Isra on him or is the Isra on the Paris?
Let's say on the Paris. Is there a real Isra on the Paris? Because when the Paris were in that town...
Ashiya.
Why?
Because now that it was called by them, it should go on these Paris.
So
the Paris came from
okay.
that field.
Okay, so we have to understand the what's the reason for the beer. So maybe you could say it like this. If you say that the reason for the beer is that there's some sort of din that if the chayis don't have what to eat because it's kalul l'chayim and asada and you have in your house, that's not right. Right? So then, if you say that's the svara for this, so then the fact that I'm not at home should help me. I'm not here. I'm not here to give the chayis mitzvah. The chayis that are in my soda, where I am right now, temporarily, but right now I'm in a place where the chayis have what to eat, so why should I have to do beer?
It's a different region. It's not the same...
But if the din is on the payers, and the pshat is the payers have to get out to the chayis because the chayis don't have what to eat, right. So you can't have. If the chayis don't have, you can't have. Where I am now, the chayis have.
Yeah, but where he is now is a different region. It doesn't apply to them.
Why not? That's where I am. I brought these payers with me.
So then you go on him again. You're not going on the payers. You're going on him. You're going on him or you're going on the payers?
Well, it's a combination, I guess. I don't know if you have to say it's a din on him in order to say that the payers, the chat in the payers is the payers have to get to the chayo that doesn't have food. But if
you can't get at them anyway.
Yeah, I'm not there. So what, I have to put it out in the field because those chayis don't have what to eat? What's helped us? So that's one way of understanding the Tanakam over here without saying the words save avei lechav ato. Well, the Maisa, there's no din Isser really on these periods. When I left, I didn't have an Isser. There was no Isser. So now the Shaila is if my town has beer, but I'm not there. If I would be there, maybe. But if I'm not there, maybe not. So that's Ein Chayv Levoyer according to the Tanakam. Now Rabbi Huda says L'chayra something else. Rabbi Huda says Omer Tseiv Avei Lecho Af Ato. What does this mean now? Meicho Da'ai Sinhu V'Kaluluhu. The people of this town say to this person, Rebbele, where do you get these pears from? In your town, they're taking the Paris out. You got to take the Paris out. So the Tseiv Avei Lechav Ato just changed from being him speaking to the people of the town speaking. Let's see Rashi. Rashi explains. Ella Epoch. Let's turn around this additional case of Oymi Mokam Shalakalu. We're still going in that case. But Mokam Shalakalu, Vishoma, right? In the interim that Kalubim came on, the Ema, say like this. Oymi Mokam Shalakalu, Mokam Shalakalu, Vishoma, Shalakalubim came on, Ein Chayv Levoyer, Kornatanakamo. The Ein Kan Mishum Choymri Mokam Shiyatam Misham. This is not a classic case, we put a Chumra on him because his town is Yatam Misham. This case is a little different. How is this case a little different? Rashi's saying it. Rashi's saying it because when he left, there was no chumrah to give him. You want to give him a chumrah now, remotely? That maybe not. But it's not the classic case
of... But if he's addressing a case that doesn't even exist in the Mishnah?
The Tanakhama. We're still going in this case that we added to the Mishnah. And the Tanakhama was speaking about that case, and Rabbi Huda was responding to that case. The Tanakhama was adding this case of Oyim Makam Shalei Kol and Makam Shalei Kol.
It's not in the Mishnah, though.
No, it's an add-on that we said.
The only thing that we see is Abida answering something that's not in the Mishnah.
Yeah, the Tanakhama also said a din of Ein Chayim Levoyer, right? That's how we're understanding. Yeah, we're understanding Rabbi Huda. We're also understanding the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama also speaking. There's a case in this Mishnah that we didn't see, that the Gemara added, that the Tanakhama held, according to now, Ein Chayim Levoyer, and Rabbi Huda commented on. Now, why did Tanakhama say Ein Chayim Levoyer? Because he says that this is not the classic case of Noisin al Chorim Makam, so it's not a Spiro to Noisin al Chorim Makam to be Maker with him. This is a different case. Why? Because of what I was saying, maybe. There's a din on these payers, and the payers, he's not home. There was no Chumrah given to him when he left, and now to give it to him remotely, we don't have to do. So this is different than other cases that we had of not doing Malacha on Erev Pesach, right? Not doing Erev Pesach, Lamaisa, Erev Pesach right now, in your town, when you left, you had that din. You had that din. You had that din on Erev Pesach, you can't work. So it went with you. Here we're saying the Peiros Shvi'is, there's some sort of distinction, there's some sort of, the Peiros don't, they matter where they are also. It's not just that I had a chumrah that I'm a person, right? It matters, the kalul l'chaim and asada plays a role in whether I have to take it out or not.
Right.
And it matters, that's what matters by region. So it's not just like simple, it's not similar to the case, so that's why the question falls off. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yesh kan zilzul mekoymoy. Rashi adds a new svara that there's a zilzul, even though it's not a machloikis problem and it's not a noisel of chayim mokoym, but still they know that I came from a town and in that town it's mokoym shakalu. So if I don't do it, then there's a zilzul. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is going to require that I do something silly. So it looks silly. Here these people are not taking out the parents, and I'm taking out crates and putting them out for the chayis. What are you doing? Oh, I don't want to be mezalzel in my minhag hamakom, in my originating minhag. The Amri Lei B'nei Mekoyim Arishin, Rashi says, that now we understand Seiv Avelecha Af Ato as not, right, not the people of this city saying something to him, but it's the people of his originating city, which is going to change soon, right?
No.
But right now, Rashi says, when we first understand Rabbi Yehuda L'Chumra, the word Seiv Avelecha Af Ato is going on the people of his originating town. Seiv Avelecha Af Ato, you go get more payers like this. Mimokim Shevesam, from where you got them from, Vitzimsa Shekvar Kolo, in our town, they're gone. So therefore, for him not to fear that way, for him to not be knowing that way, creates a zilzul. Not a machlok, it's a zilzul. And therefore, that's the Seiv Avelecha Af Ato. Rabbi Yehuda's being machmer. He's saying Seiv Avelecha Af Ato. The originating town can say to this guy,
why wouldn't it create machlokis? In the previous case, when he didn't go to work on the 14th, we
right.
said, all right, he looks like the guy's out of
maybe.
Work.
Maybe, right. So
but
here,
it's very obvious.
Here, the pshat why it's not machlokis, the chayre is because these payrois didn't, no one's saying that these payrois have an isra on the mamish. There's no Isser on these Peiros Mamish. The fact is, when I left town, I was good. There was no Din Isser, no Din Beer on them. So now, it's like, it's now, what do I do remotely? So therefore, it's not a real Machloikas. It's not a
Shtar. There's no real Machloikas there either on the 14th. I'm sorry, real Isser.
Well, that case.
It's not a real Isser either.
In that case, we said there's no Machloikas. We said there's no Machloikas in that case either. Where they're working and I'm not, we said that's not a good case of Machloikas.
They're working, you're not. Why? Oh, that's not because. No, only because he looks like somebody that
right.
one of the many.
Right, right.
But otherwise, it maybe would be a problem with Machloikas. It's only because he can get away with it.
That svara, that line that you just said, is borrowed from Tesis. You're mechavin to Tesis. Tesis says over here, the second Tesis. Tesis is going back on our Mishnah. He's really commenting on our Mishnah. We first introduced the idea of Peiros Shvi'is, Makom Shekalu to Makom Sheloi Kalu. Right? He's going from Chumra to Kula. So he said Chayiv Levoyer. He's going from Kula to Chumra to Kula. he still has to fear of like the originating town. Tamalari, Fretoisvis, Baloy Osulashanas Nemachlikis, Afilulakula. What's going on over here? If he's going to be Mevayer where they're not Mechuyiv to Mevayer, right. so then you have a Machloikis. The Meimar Am, I'm sorry, Kida Omar Le'el, like we said earlier in the Mishnah, Ein Bazem Neshina Machloikis, in the case of Mokam Sha'oisin, that you're not working. Okay. We said there's no Machloikis, Amri Kam Batloni Ikabashuko. This is what you just said. Ho ilav hai taimo, havi also the shanas of bnei machlokes. You're asking Mamash Tosis' question. Tosis is making a diuk in our Mishnah and saying, we said in the Gemara that our Mishnah means there's no machlokes because there's excuse what to say, but shy of that excuse, then there would be machlokes even the kula, even if I'm doing something, right?
It was presented that way as a problem. This right. was a solution.
Right.
It doesn't look like
right.
it.
Right. So therefore, in our case, where he's being mevoyer in a place of kula, yeah. this should be machlokes also.
Yeah.
Because we learn from that case. Zok Tosis Miush Leimar Imidei Reis Ochayim Levoyer Mishum Machlokes LeYarav Devei Torah. Zok Tosis, the cases are different. The Mokim Sheoisin, and he's not working, is Midrabbono. This case of Chai of the Chiyuv Levoyer is a Devar Torah. So therefore, over here, will make him be mevoyer because of the din deraisa that he has, even if it will be machlekes. That's what Tosis says, the distinction. And then Tosis makes a difference also, Tosis says the distinction between something that's tolei beguf and something that's tolei beperes. That's also a difference. The person that's not working is tolei beguf. The meilo, I guess it's less of a machlokes. People could say whatever it is. But the peiros,
fakir.
Yeah. That, and that's why we need that excuse, right? The person's doing something; it's clear. But the peiros, maybe you know, it's not him; it's the peiros. Maybe the peiros are rotten. You know, I guess there's less; it's more removed from him. There's less room for machlokes. Where I'm doing something, I see. Maybe this means I see something. I see someone doing something.
It's very demonstrative.
Tosis says, "Peiros lo yishayach machlokes damin mimakom shekolobo." You know, like it has a stamp on it. Tosis says a svara has a stamp on it. It comes from somewhere else. But a person, you see a person doing something, it grizzes you. It gets at you. That Tosis two answers to what you were mamash asking. You mamash b'chametz. Tosis kasha. Okay. Let's go a little weiter. Now Abaye has a problem with this. What's Abaye? So far, we got rid of Rabbi Yehuda being a Mekel because of the Kabbalah, and we had an answer, but the only way we can answer it is with an addition to the Mishnah. And that's what Abaye's problem is. Abaye Omar, Lo Olam Kidiktoni, no, don't add a third case. V'ochi Ko Omar, Oy Mimakim Shalaykalu, Lemakim Shakalu, V'chziron Lemekoyman, V'adayin Loikalu, then we have the machloek. What's the case? So, I don't want to add things to the Mishnah. I want to use the Mishnah the same way. But I'll tell you that the case of the Mishnah is that he went from a makom sheloikalu to a makom shekalu, but then he came back. And that's where the machloek exists. Tanakama says, Ein oichai levoyer. He's not machloek to mevayer because he came back home. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Seiv Avelecho Av Ato, Neichodai Sinu Vakoluhu. This is the second town, this is the town that he was in temporarily, not his originating town, saying to him, hey, Rebbe, you came to our town, and in our town we're being Mavayer, so just because he went home, he should still have to be Mavayer.
Alpha visitor? You're not a resident, dude.
So let's see, Rashi. What's the svara? What's the svara to say that just because I came temporarily, the ma'isa, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha, right? The Gemara's next kasha is, Rav Ashi's kasha is, how did it didn't change? But let's see what the habmina is in Rashi.
What's the habmina of the kof? The kaina, yeah.
Yeah. Zok Rashi. The Bai said, "Loilam kediktoni, deloy airi mas nisim b'meivi b'mekoymoi l'makom ashav aloy." Not talking about equal cases where he's going from a town that makom shaloy kolu to makom shaloy kolu. Elo l'makom she'ein shav aloy. We're talking about where the town that he went to did not have the same din, meaning he went from makom shaloy kolu to makom shekolu. And how can I understand it? How do I understand machlokes? Ochi komer mas nisim. This is what the Mishnah said. Hamboilich perishvis makom shekolu to makom shaloy kolu. First case is that he's going from Chumra to Kula. Right? That's Rashi just throwing it in there. It's not Nagia to us yet. Now here's what's Nagia to us. Or even if he went from Kula to Chumra, the Tanakhama says, Chayiv Levoyer, because here he went through this town. He went through this town. Chayiv Levoyer. Hechzir on the Mekoyman.
No, they well, but they were chayv to be mavar.
Oh, yeah, the makom shekalu chayv levoyer.
Because he's coming back with his stuff.
Yeah, oh, makom shaloi kalu, the makom shekalu chayv levoyer.
Doesn't sound right, right?
Yeah.
L'chiv, no.
It should say chayovin levoyer, no, something like that. I don't know what the chayv levoyer. I have to find out what that means. Look into that. Okay. Hechzir on the mekoyman. So he returns back to his place. Vadayin loikolu and the maiso. When he came back, there's still status quo. Einoy chayv levoyer. Tanakama was mekel, and he said, "You're not mechuyev to mevayer." Rabbi Yehuda Machmir. Darmino lei. Sei ba'avelucho afato. Meichodai sinu hashto. Va'kolu luhum. The people of the town that he went through, they saw these payers come through. And they somehow get wind that this guy escaped. So it's almost like it sounds like tariffs. Like, you know, they said, hey, you came through our town with this payers.
In Faginas.
Yeah. No, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that they can't Fagin. That they saw him come through with these payers, and they know these payers went back out. It bothers them that how did he get out of it? He escaped. Now, the fact that he originated from that town, they're forgetting that part. Forgetting that part.
You're not forgetting. Said you came to our town. We're already a state of beer.
You should have to get rid of yours too.
That's it. I'm only traveling. So what's the happening of that time now? Just because you traveled through? At the time that you were spending time by us,
that maybe the payers that were here, you stole from the chayis over here. The chayis, those payers you were here, those payers, they got a din beer. They were here through this town. They got a din beer, and they have to go. They have to go out to the chayis. I took them out, but they got a din beer.
The time we were doing beer, it was present.
Yeah. So that's what the Gemara's next question is. Masket lo Rav Ashi. Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says a chumra.
So that's what Rashi's saying. So shaloi kol mukum shakol chayv levar. So they now have to be mevar. That city where
this guy was traveling through. Chayv. Oh, I mean
they are. They are chayv in beer. And then he went. He went back with his stuff. So they're coming running after him.
So Rav Ashi asked the question. Oh, to Agabo the Chamro Kaltinu. What? What created the din of beer? Because he was there for a while. So Rashi, Gabo the Chamro Kaltinu, the back of the donkey, it gathers in the din. These payers that it makes it like he's cemented here. What's this? Gabo Shel Chamoyer, the back of the Chamoyer Shechnisan and Soichoy Seyamokim that brought in these payers to that place. Ha Chamoyer Kolton Bechomer Yoseyamokim. The donkey gathered in that it now has a din of chumrei oisei mokoyim that he traveled through shal yuchal afzirinoi that he can't bring it back to his old originating town. Holy galusham, they weren't grown there. Vein oichlan sham, he's not even eating it there. If you tell me he's eating it there in face of the people that are being mavoyer, maybe he has to be noy chumra. But since he took it back, what svara do you have to say that this person has to be mavoyer? He wasn't grown there, and he's not eating it there. What are you chopping him ois? And therefore, Rav Ashi is going to tell us that we have a different machloikis that's going on over here. There's a machloikis of what happens when part of the crops are kola and part of the crops not. Do we equate all the crops, that's a chumrah, is that, that's what Rabbi Yehuda? Or do we say that each crop is destined by itself, and that's a kula? But we see a different Mishnah talks about such a din, really in a different context, where you pickle them, and we see there's such a machlokes. So we could say this machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is the same thing, that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama are arguing what happens in the case of partial crops, right, which is going to be our case in our Mishnah, when it says makam shekolo, makam shekolo, it doesn't mean universe, doesn't mean all crops, it means part of the crops. And then the question is, how are you firzach? Do you firzach like all the crops, or do you firzach like only part of the crops, and therefore you can be making?
But this argument that he makes over here, that on what grounds should the potatoes belong to this city that we traveled to,
yeah,
they weren't grown over here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he make that argument in the other case?
And what? What should we have said?
I don't know, I have to, my head's not
one
working
second,
anymore.
Let's think for a second.
That
we didn't make the argument before, what about the fact when they said, save Avedachav Ato, okay, but if he was present, this is the first case we have in Mazir and the Makayman, where he's leaving the town. In all those other cases, even if it wasn't grown there, but he's eating it there, right? He's doing something.
So I saw that, so it's 2 points. Do I need to, in other words, if he eats it there, that already makes him, maybe he could stick with the argument, it wasn't grown here. He's paid us up from there. Imported.
Okay. But you do see room to argue with him, right? That could be the Google Machloikas.
That you're eating it here.
You're eating it in front of our faces. The question would be, where he's not being Mavoyer here, because his originating town is being Mavoyer, he's not eating in their faces, but still we say that.
One more time?
Where he goes to a town,
yeah,
that's Loikolu.
Right.
And he comes to a place, Shakolu,
right,
we said that the people of his originating town will argue with him and say, right?
No, original town was Loikolu, so.
No, the originating town was Kalu, and
yeah,
here's like Kalu.
Yeah.
We said that there's still be an argument from the people of his originating town saying,
right,
how come you're
right,
not being Mavoyer?
Right.
Fine, God Lusham, but I'm here now.
Right.
We don't say, you know, there we don't.
Okay, they can make the argument. You're paid us for grew over here. It's on the
and that's what they do.
Okay,
Shakaya.